This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Backed by large reservoirs of U.S. cash from the likes of George Soros, organizers led abortion fans marching in Dublin Saturday, hoping to end Ireland's Amendment 8. The public relations machinery accompanying such money was evident as one pro-abortion columnist bragged that 30,000 abortion advocates showed up, but Dublin's Irish Independent newspaper said the march failed to even draw the 20,000 expected. Despite several pro-life victories at the ballot box, Ireland is facing global pressure to simply decriminalize abortion. 14-year-old Jerrica Boland died, as she said she would, last Thursday after refusing the extraordinary care needed to keep her alive. Perhaps because all the ethical concerns are not easily discerned in a case like this, National Review blogger and bioethicist Wesley Smith points out that the most recognizable tragedy may be that in the aftermath of Jerrica's death, those enduring similar medical hardships are witnessing much more public support and media applause for such deaths than for their lives. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray and maybe even give up some food to bring a culture of life. China is marking 36 years of coercive population control. Human rights advocate Reggie Littlejohn notes that mandatory, regular, and crudely invasive monitoring of fertility in women is not enough to avoid its roughly 23 million abortions annually. For pro-life headlines, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.